approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 458514 through 458574. No warrants, no transfers or journal entries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes to be approved March 23rd and March 24th of 2020, and then executive session minutes for March 23rd of 2020.
Okay, on the March 23rd, I believe we agreed where it says the minutes were taken by Mike Schofield. You don't take the regular session minutes, right, on the 23rd. So at the bottom, that would just read the minutes were taken by the deputy clerk and typed by the deputy clerk on March 23rd. I had written that, and they agreed that that was correct. So that would be with that correction.
Okay, for March 23rd, regular session minutes with corrections. Let me make sure.
So,
right here, take this part out.
You didn't take the minutes at the regular meeting. They're taken by the county clerk's office. I move to approve March 23rd as corrected and March 24th, 2020 as typed.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Do you have the executive session?
I was just reading them. I hadn't seen them until now. I'm sorry. I move to approve the executive session minutes of March 23rd, 2020.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for HVAC repair services.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
We're here in reference to RFB 202002-441, which was requested by our building and grounds coordinator, Scott Turpin. We only received one bidder, and that was Ed's Heating and Cooling out of Hollister, Missouri. And I believe you have an attachment in your packet of a table with listed percentages and hourly rates?
We do. I do.
I do not.
You can look at.
Okay. I don't have anywhere the name of them. The agenda doesn't have the name of the people, and I don't. Who was it with?
Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Am I missing it there?
No, I gave it to you this morning.
Oh, it's up there.
It's
okay.
Your desk,
Ed's Heating Cooling. Okay. Thank you.
We did have two pre-bid inspections, but we only received one bid.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't.
I move to approve the bid reference number 2002-441 between Ed's Heating and Cooling and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for propane number 2002-442. I have the bid recommendation form showing two bidders, Feral Gas and AmeriGas.
Correct. And this is in reference to RFB 202002-442. We received two bids and are requesting Feral Gas as primary and AmeriGas as secondary.
Okay, on the agenda, the first one, the HVAC, it's got 2020141. And on...
No, it's the next one down below that sheet.
No, the one I just approved for the HVAC, for Ed's Heating and Cooling. It's got 202001, and I read 002, and I'm seeing the propane. So I've read the wrong contact number. Is that correct? The one with
Ed's. 02-44.
Yeah, and I believe I read 002. Oh.
001? You read 001?
No, I read 002 on with Ed's Heating and Cooling, the one that I just made the motion read.
That is correct. It's 02-441.
Okay, on the agenda it says 001, and on this, repair services, is that the same thing?
That's HVAC.
Okay, it's saying 001.
Okay, it should say 002. Can we make that correction in the minutes?
Okay. Yeah. I need to withdraw. Okay. I move to make the corrections in the minutes on the bid recommendation on the HVAC. Where the bid goes to Ed's Heating and Cooling. Mm-hmm. Reference, the number would be 2002.
No. 2020-02441.
So the agenda, so they're both wrong. Then you're saying it's 002.
So it should say 2020-02441.
02. Okay. Okay. The motion to approve for HVAC between Ed's Heating and Cooling, reference bid number 2020-02-441 is my motion.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now we're doing the propane. And you were recommending Feral Gas, Alnixa?
As primary.
As primary.
And AmeriGas as secondary.
Okay. Will that be in one contract, or will they each have a contract?
They'll each have a contract.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's not agendized that way. Okay. It just normally. Okay.
The number?
So the number's correct on it. 002-442, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the recommendation is to do Ferrellgas as primary and AmeriGas as secondary.
Correct.
Secondary. Okay. Questions?
I don't have any. Okay.
I move to approve Ferrellgas of Nixa, Missouri as the primary for propane, bid number 202-002-442.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve AmeriGas LP out of Pennsylvania as secondary on bid number for propane on bid number 202-002-442.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too many 002s or something. Agreement for portable tire cutter. Beamer Manufacturing Incorporated, number 20-030, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated March 20th, 2020. My attorney, Mr. Elliott, he's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Bremer Manufacturing and Taney County, and the agreement is for the purchase of a portable tire cutter with a purchase price of $27,193, and he approves the agreement as to form.
And you've looked over the agreement and everything's in order with it. I move to approve the agreement for the portable tire cutter with Behrman, did you say?
Bremer, B-R-E-H-M-E-R.
Manufacturing company?
And Manufacturing Incorporated, yes.
And Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for compact track loader. Fabic Caterpillar, number 20-072, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated March 20th, 2020 by our attorney, Mr. Elliott. For the purpose of this agreement is for the purpose to purchase a compact track loader with a purchase price of $70,600. It includes a 24-month or 2,000-hours premier warranty and a 3,000-hour powertrain, hydraulics, and Tech Tier 4 warranty. And he approves this agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for the compact track loader between Fabric Caterpillar and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.